Well, we haven't talked to Eric Chaltry at Nest Egg Marine in quite a while. Heard the fishing slowed down quite a bit, even for the brown trout and walleye too. So let's see what Eric has to say at Nest Egg Marine and find out about the middle part of Green Bay there on Lake Michigan. Let's dial him up here.
Good afternoon, Nest Egg Marine.
Hi, I was looking for Eric Chaltry.
Just a sec, please.
Thank you.
Oh, sir.
Eric, Adam Carpenter from The Outdoor Show. You got a little time for us today?
Sure.
Excellent. Wanted to give you a call, see how things were shaping up down there. I haven't talked to you in about 10 days or so. Mm-hmm. How's the fishing been?
Touch and go. It's not. It hasn't really been that good.
I heard that the fish kind of moved up a little bit into the northern part of the bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of guys having to go north to fish.
So are you hearing about, you know, like Cedar River area or?
Not really. That's been pretty much dead too.
Hmm.
I don't know if you want to do a report.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what else you're hearing out there. I mean, is there any good fishing reports coming in? From any?
No, not even a good walleye bite.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really slow.
Hmm. Is there this pretty typical for this time of year, or?
No, it's kind of like the lull when you go deer hunting. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's weird. Yeah.
And I'm assuming, you know, you're expecting things to pick back up as we get closer to September.
Yeah, I would, because fish will probably start staging kind of in front of the rivers and stuff like that. So.
Right. Especially the browns, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's even been, that's been really, really slow. And then this week's not going to be any better with the wind forecast, how windy it's going to be.
Yeah, very windy week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been kind of lucky up until this last week. You know, I think we were kind of due for this, don't you?
Yeah, we had quite a few days there without any wind, which was kind of nice. But.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything that you can help folks kind of prepare for the fall transition? What should they start looking for? What should they start preparing, or maybe change their rigging or anything?
Just to, you know, get ready for like all the winterizing stuff, such as like changing your gear lube and, you know, changing your oil. You know, especially with the guys that are going to start bull hunting here in October. Just get that all taken care of before the freeze comes along and does any damage to the engine.
And we'll get back into this chat with Eric in our next outdoor report and kind of get you ready to start thinking about a plan for winterizing your boat. And we're not just talking about big boats either. We're talking about all size boats and motors. So stay tuned for part two in our next outdoor report later this hour. This is The Outdoor Show.